Well, let's talk about the event. It's still going to be held in the south steps of the Barnes County Courthouse
yep,
this
Barnes
year.
Yep, Barnes County Commission welcomely invited us back and approved it unanimously. So we're going to be in the South Lawn again, excited because it was so beautiful last year and we just can't wait for this year. It's just, you know, we've each gotten to take our turns of walking away going, you know, this is absolutely spectacular. The people here are amazing. And, you know, we just do it because there's still the C word being handed out to people every single day, multiple times a day. And so, of course, the biggest thing right now is we're looking for the survivors. Come forward. This isn't to make you feel bad that you had it. We want to celebrate you. I mean, this is a celebration of the survivors. I mean, that's the biggest thing is if it wasn't for the survivors, there would be no need to celebrate. It would be a mournful event, and it's not. We celebrate. We do laugh. We do have tears. We you know, we try to make it light and fun and enjoyable, and, you know, we welcome the warriors, you know, those that are still fighting, taking treatments and stuff. We'll have wheelchairs available. We want you there. This is for you to make you understand that, you know, we're fighting for the cure so your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren don't have to hear this ugly word.
Really neat when they're handing out the rose.
Carnations?
Carnation. Mm-hmm. Very neat. That's kind of an emotional when you see that, just that part of it, too. There's so many other
events. I've been part
events.
Of that for a few years, and you get to know these people. They become not just people that you've met through Relay for Life, but they almost become part of your family.
Yeah.
That you were there when they were first diagnosed, and now they get to say that they've been cancer-free for, you know, 6 months, a year. You get to give them that hug, the high five, the celebration, you know. And then you also get the tears for somebody who's been in remission for a number of years and found out that it's moved, or now their sibling or their child may have the battle on the hands and stuff. So, I mean, we celebrate and, you know, we mourn and we fear and, you know, we walk with them and hold them and hug them. And it's just an extension of my family. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we all do this. It's just another reason to have a celebration. I mean, it's for the good news and for the bad, unfortunately. And we want to stop the bad news.
And to try to raise as much funds as you can to go to American Cancer Society research.
Yep. And our goal this year locally is 32,000.
Okay.
Last year we were just over 28. So this year we've set our goal for 32,000. Stout Ross Ford had come to us and asked us about doing a drive challenge. So we're looking at doing that on Saturday, June 20th. Downtown while all the other events are going on. So, you know, look for the signage for it. It only takes you a few minutes and a couple of questions to be answered to basically go for a ride and donate $20 to Relay for Life without opening your checkbook. We're just going to ask you for a few minutes of your time and stuff, and it's pretty easy. And Ford Motor Company is backing that and sponsoring it. So thank Casey from, you know, Stout Ross Ford and the crew there of putting this together and thinking of us to being one of their recipients of the donation. But we're going to be doing it downtown tied in with the car show on Saturday.
Oh, at it downtown.
Yep, we'll be just downtown off of Central Avenue.
Part of the Rally in the Valley Community Days.
Yep, so Relay is now actually going to take on 3 days because we've also added one more event now on Thursday. We are going to be helping host a block party actually for the downtown businesses on the 400 block. There will be a business after hours block party Thursday evening that Relay for Life will be also helping with.